hell is this?
This is the best song I've ever heard.
All right!
Just wait, though. Wait for the lyrics.
Stay out of my bedroom. Don't mess up my pillows and sheets.
Is this Dolph Lundgren?
Nope, keep guessing.
If you don't have some
understanding. Oh my god, it's Sylvester Stallone.
It's Sylvester Stallone. Tony sent us this clip, and I'm pretty sure he's listened to it all week long. But he had a very serious question, which is, did you own this album?
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to
I wish
see you as
why
well,
don't you
Jeremy.
Move? Why don't you move to
hey,
hell,
good then? To see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We didn't see each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
Radio for winners. Another episode. Tony, Jeremy, Cherokee, Don with you. Gentlemen, on
the Red Crow.
I got a text message. What was it? It was Sunday morning, Tony?
I believe so.
Sunday morning. Namaste, Red Crow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all of Tony's texts and emails now end with namaste.
Namaste, Red Crow. Namaste. I said namaste, lump of fat.
Man.
So what's going on, guys? What's new this week?
Oh, well, you know what's new this week? You know what starts? Actually started this past Wednesday. The new season of American Horror Story.
Oh.
Freak show this year. Freak show. Did it's you guys watch the previous seasons of American Horror Story?
I have.
Did you like the previous seasons of American Horror Story?
I did.
Well, this is a good topic. This is going really well.
I only saw the first season.
The first season was really good. I mean, it was weird, but I wasn't sure what to expect. I really liked it. And that was the one that was in the house, haunted house. The second one was in the asylum. And I thought that one started really, really well and then ended really, really badly. Did you didn't see any of that one, Tony? There's one point where they're, like it starts strong and they have like this... demon possession storyline, and there's a Nazi doctor and all this other crazy stuff, but it builds up really interesting, and then that plot ends, and then there's like a dance scene and aliens and all this weirdness.
Which one was that?
Asylum. The last three episodes of Asylum are terrible.
That was in the... Yeah, I liked that one.
I liked it when it was in the Asylum, but then it fell apart, and then last year was Coven, or Coven.
Coven.
If you are if you're an American...
witch.
Yeah, there you go.
You're welcome. But that one, that
brought, I don't like
Kathy,
witches.
It brought Kathy Bates in.
Right.
Which I think, I thought was pretty funny.
It wasn't a bad season. I just don't care for witches. But compared to Asylum, I thought it was better. It was a better put together story. It made more sense.
Did you guys ever watch True Blood?
I watched the first season of True Blood, and then the second season, again, was about witches or something, and I was like, I'm done. I
yeah,
stopped then.
Really? The first season was okay, and then the second season wasn't terrible, and then the third season like involved fairies, and I was like, I can't watch this anymore.
Well, the new season is going to be of this is about a freak show, a circus sideshow. It looks really good. It's going to start, it did start this Wednesday, so we're recording Wednesday. So it's starting tonight. I'm not going to see it until later, but I'm sure it's good, which means next week I'm going to tell you how bad it is.
Again, theater of the mind, you are not good at.
No, I'd rather be up front. I'd rather be straight out.
We're
I'm not a good liar.
It's not
Don.
On yet, so I haven't seen it. I won't see it till tomorrow, but I think that it's going to be on sometime before this show airs eventually.
There you go. So hopefully you've seen the first episode of American Horror Story, Freak Show. Maybe you've all seen the first episode of Mulaney.
Oh, man.
Is that with Megan Mullaney?
No.
So my friend from the DC Comedy Days, Seton Smith, is on the show. Very awesome for Seton to get the gig. The show, though, I'm not a fan. It feels like you ever watch like Funny or Die, like parody videos?
Yeah.
I feel like this is like a parody of Seinfeld with like a really good cast.
Why am I not on my parody show?
There you go.
I'm
glad you brought up Seinfeld.
I apologize.
You know, we never talked about having that conversation in the car, by the way.
Oh, I forgot completely about it. But now...
Yeah. Now we'll do it right now. But again, we'll have to, for another day, we'll have to talk about what if Seinfeld met Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh,
but anyway,
boy.
Sorry, Tony. Are you in any way jealous of your friend in the show? Is that why your distaste for it is... so distasteful?
No. I mean, Seton's a hardworking guy, so I mean, I think it's awesome he got that. I'm not
jealous.
He's
not listening to this podcast.
No one's listening to this podcast, Don. So we can talk about whoever we want.
But I mean, that guy deserves it. I mean, he's a very hardworking guy. He's one of the hardest working guys I've met that worked in comedy back in the DC days. So like, I don't know. There's no, but it's just not. It's not a good show. I don't know what it is. I think Seton's part is fine, but it's just like the writing's off, and the main guy, John Mulaney, who's like a really nice guy. I don't know, like his acting is just not, I don't know, it's just something's missing from the show. I don't know if it's just humor.
That could be it. That could be what's missing.
If you Google Mulaney reviews, there's not one good review of the show. Like,
I saw the promos for it, and yeah, the main guy, I didn't like his voice, which is, I mean, it's a little bit effeminate, but it's also just kind of annoying. It was like he was doing a Seinfeld-y, like, but trying not to sound like Seinfeld, but talking like Seinfeld, you know? I don't know how to describe it.
One review was titled Sign Fail.
Oh.
Wow.
The other thing about the show is I think it has Martin Short in it, and I can't imagine that anyone wants to watch Martin Short do anything.
He's a little hammy in it.
He's Martin hammy Short. In everything. Everything.
Where did they dig him up from?
He's not doing anything. Now he's doing this show. He had nothing else going on. So not a fan, huh? So we're probably not going to get Seton Smith as an interview.
I'm still.
Okay. Now that he has a show, I would love to interview somebody that actually might have a fan.
Now, I have not seen the show. Maybe we should get him on the show. I should watch said show.
I bet you'll love the show.
And maybe I will love the show. Maybe it's targeted at a demographic of me.
If he comes on a show, I will, of course, turn around my opinion and be a fan.
And this episode quickly gets deleted from
it goes from episode 83 to 85. What happened to 84? There were some topics we didn't want to talk about.
As I stated, his character is fine. His acting is great. It's the rest of the show that's not good.
And I'm sure that he's going to be very happy with that aspect, too. Hey, do you know, did you hear about CBS's all-new number one hit drama this season?
What is it, Don?
NCIS New Orleans.
No.
With Scott
with
Bakula.
Scott Bakula? Man.
I just want to know.
Have you watched it, though? I'm not going to watch it. No. All his accent is ridiculous.
No, it's horrible. The only reason I talk about it is because the commercials made me laugh so hard. It really literally replaces CSI Miami as maybe one of the greatest TV shows ever. Just saying.
Okay. Well, you haven't watched it, but we're going with it.
Yeah. But I did start watching
Homeland, which is pretty, okay.
Through the first season, my wife watched the rest of it. I wasn't a big fan.
What is that on, Showtime?
Showtime. I think it's just a little unbelievable.
How come every paid channel that I get, all the good shows go into the other channel, and then when I switch to that channel, all the good shows go to the other one?
Well, so you should only have HBO. Everything else is optional.
I have HBO.
So you get Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings.
I don't watch it.
You should watch that. It's very good. I'm sure there's some other good shows that I'm not remembering right now. Oh, Boardwalk Empire, but that's the last season.
That
now.
I watched.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And they'll have other great shows coming. But you know what's coming to Showtime next year? They're doing brand new episodes of Twin Peaks.
I saw that.
Very excited about that. Despite that,
I was
never a big fan
of the original show.
I wasn't when it was new because we would have been, 10, 11, 12?
Oh, I used
to
watch
it
when I was new.
Well, you also used to listen to Elvira, so you have the taste of an old man. But I like
Werther's originals.
Don's got a big bowl of Werther's here by the board. I always didn't want to bring it up. Well, so we watched a lot of TV, apparently. Anything else exciting going on anywhere? Don, Tony?
No. I mean, no.
Nope, just watching a lot of TV.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Any interesting happenings at your house, Tony? Anything going on at all?
That's a horror.
That is the worst.
Wow.
I was trying to give some other segue here, and you guys were like, nope, we're just watching a lot of TV.
Any other things happening at your house?
Yep.
And now he's got to go in and tell that story?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on in your house? You know, I had an ant problem for a little while this summer, but then this happened. Boom.
Okay.
So let me go into that story. It's a little bit surreal. So it's been about a week since this happened. And last week I had a whole stomach flu. So I was like out of it for most of the week. The day the stomach flu hit, about 5 a.m., I hear this bang. So I walk into my living room because I'm like, is somebody trying to break in?
Now, a bang like where?
I couldn't tell. I mean, I was in my bedroom, so I just heard a bang. So I didn't know what it was.
Like a piece of furniture falling over. Like a shelf fell over. Because it had no bolts in it, and it just fell apart. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could have been anything. It could have been like a painting falling. It could have been whatever. So, a couple hours later.
He owns a lot of paintings.
Just a painting of Tupac.
I do, actually. It's dropped by all my walls. So I go back to sleep.
I thought the Picasso fell.
I go back to sleep, and then I'm going to my dentist appointment, and I walk out. I see that police car in the parking lot. I see a fire truck, and then I see a forensics van.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, oh, this is not good. That's
someone did steal something. Picasso.
So it turns out somebody leaped out the fourth floor windows and ended their life.
Oh, and you heard
and,
it?
And I heard it.
Did you know this person?
Jeez.
I did not. It was a resident. Turned out to be a 59-year-old woman who was suffering, obviously, from depression for the last few months.
That's sad.
This is not
cheering me up.
A very uplifting episode of Radio for Winners.
The thing that's like annoying is I went up to like ask my like the management office like what was going on because we didn't really know all the details at that point.
Everything's fine. Pay your rent.
And like they're not saying any kind of communication because this is like not a big building. Like this is like maybe just 90 some apartments. It's not a lot of residents that live here.
Former psychiatric institute, as I recall, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you would think they would send out some kind of communication. Obviously not the details because you want to respect privacy. But there was like nothing at all. Of the fact that there was a dead body like 5 feet above me while I tried to jack off.
You would think. You could have stared at it.
That,
wow.
That they would do that. So, you know, my wife was obviously freaked out about it because.
Well, yeah, you don't want to live in a place where someone, especially
if you had a body crashing onto a roof. I mean, it's, you know.
Now, there's two questions then.
I have one.
One, is her apartment better than
yours? See, that's what I was going to say. Because now you don't have to worry about living in that apartment that had the thud on it. You can just go and live in other apartment.
Unfortunately,
it's already been rented.
No. It's already been rented. No, it's
you gotta rent fast there.
It's much noisier, but
can't be that much.
And noisier. Did you get a discount now? Can you then go back to the office and say, "Look, a dead body fell in our house.
That's
I would like a discount."
That's not very. It's not very nice.
What do you mean it's not very nice?
I mean, what are you gonna go say?
Exactly what I just said. Hey, you know, I'm renting this place for you, and it's really nice and all, but hey, someone died on my roof. Can I get a little bit off the rent this
month? I'll give you a coupon to Arby's.
See, Arby's is always good.
Arby's isn't bad.
Meat stacks.
So I went to that Sunday, this past Sunday, they had like a memorial service for her.
And
like
you went?
Some of the residents. And we went because we just thought we'd get some kind of closure out of it. It was awkward.
Sure.
Because the game plan for me was like, hey, we'll just stop by, say hi, or pay our respects, if I bought, and then leave. Next thing I knew, I'm holding a candle. And
no.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm being awkward here. I'm holding a candle. I don't know this person.
Now Tony's saying
she seemed
it.
Like they a very sweet
you
go lady.
Up say a few words.
Yeah. How did you know her?
Well,
she fell on my house.
See, I mean,
that was the only time we ever met.
But I gotta tell you, being there actually helped kind of bring closure, and I don't feel as bad or feel freaked out as I would have if I hadn't gone. I felt like it actually helped kind of.
That's a little too deep, Tony. But let's get back to the thud. All right, let's talk. I'm just kidding.
So that was exciting. Well, speaking of feeling better, remember last week I said I thought I was dying.
What a terrible segue.
I'm so good. You guys are.
Hey, let's talk about a little bit of suicide, and then we'll go into Arby's.
You know what? I didn't write about Arby's. That just came out. It wasn't even me. That was Don. But anyway,
so,
I told you last week
you
I didn't
go to a doctor because I kept telling you maybe you should go to a doctor.
I have not even made an appointment, but I need to.
Can we stop right there real fast? I'm sorry. Tony advised you to go to a doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tony, if Tony's advising you to go to a doctor, you should go to shock trauma.
I told you guys I thought I was having a stroke or a heart attack.
Yeah, we know.
Well, since then, I've actually been eating much, much better, and I'm cutting my coffee down in half. I'm not really drinking beer too often unless I'm at the Beat Lab, and I feel much better. I'm still going to go to a doctor because I need to see if I've done some horrible damage in MDA and I have a tumor or something. But
I don't eat Ruffles. I eat the Wavies.
I like the generic Wavy chips. They're good. So I still haven't gone to the doctor, but I think everyone else on this podcast did go to the doctor because you guys are responsible and I'm not.
I went to the doctor. Tony, you were
I did. I finally set up my primary doctor down here and I get there. The guy, and I forgot that I was kind of like meeting this doctor for the first time. So I just, he was in my network and it's cheaper. So I was like, ah, that's fine with me. But he started one time to tell me about like his whole life. And I don't care. I just want you to check my blood pressure. That's pretty much it. I don't need you to tell me about your family's history. Anyhow, he's an all right doctor. But then like 5 minutes into the conversation, he goes, hey, you need to lose weight. You're obese.
Wow.
Oh, you actually got the obese.
I got the obese.
You don't look obese.
And then I started telling him that I'm eating healthier, and he's like, well, you're eating too much.
Wow.
He's like, you're clearly eating too much.
Did you tell him you've already lost so much weight?
No.
You should have brought that up. I mean, if he's like, hey, you're obese, you're like, I know, but I used to be 280 pounds, and now I'm whatever you're at now, 219 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you could have done that, and that would have gotten rid of some of that argument that you are obese and need to lose weight. Instead, it would be like, oh, then keep it up. You're doing a great job. I always lie.
Yeah, but the fact is, I've actually kind of gone off the rails in the past 4 months or so. So it's kind of been tough to, to actually... I can't really defend my eating habits since I had a pizza the other night and I ate the entire one. Like, I ate an entire large.
Didn't you hear when you had that kielbasa or something like that? Excuse me, with the sauerkraut and
what was the name of that? The bulldog?
The horseshoe, right?
Oh, the horse. No, not the
horseshoe. No, not the one. You didn't go to Green Bay.
What did you have last week? You talked about some sandwich you had.
Oh, I had the Hogzilla. Bratwurst.
Sounds amazing.
Pork.
Yeah.
And like chili.
You should have told them about that.
Doc, what do you mean I'm obese? I had the Porkzilla.
My heart has actually hurt since I've eaten that.
When I went to the only time I've been to the doctor in the last 10 years, I lied about losing weight. They were like, oh, you're kind of heavy. And I was like, well, I used to be 300 pounds. And they're like, oh, well, then keep it up. You're doing good. That was all a lie. I just didn't want them to call me fat.
So why aren't you going to a doctor, Jeremy?
No, I need to. I'm just lazy. There's no excuse for anything I don't do. I need to go to the doctor. The only thing I do regularly is the dentist, and that's because I've gone to the same dentist since I was like 14. So every 6 months, they make me a new appointment, and I go. It's all about just calling and making the appointment.
That is the scam.
I'm the laziest.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to make your appointment right now. That way you come back, and we can call you.
Yeah, but I don't mind because I have healthy teeth.
I went.
Be true to your teeth, Don, and they'll never be false to you.
Namaste.
Oh my god!
So I went to the doctor too, but I got a I got a flu shot. You ever had a flu shot?
No, I should every year because my wife is a nurse and so she has to get them. And then if you have babies, you're supposed to get them. And I've never gotten one.
Right. So I had one a few years ago, parent. But when I got mine a few years ago, I got deathly sick.
Right.
Like, and they say that's all in your head. You're like, you don't get sick.
No,
from
you
the
can.
Flu shot.
You can get sick from the flu
shot. They say you don't get sick from the flu shot. That's what I said. And I wasn't sick before. I got the flu shot. Within 6 hours, I was...
Ebola.
I mean, that's what happened to me Friday. Friday, I got the flu shot again. And by Friday night, I had convinced myself that I had contracted Ebola on the flight home from San Francisco. I was convulsing. I was like, ugh. I mean, it was horrible.
Turns out I just had a cold. It wasn't Ebola at all.
Turned out I ate a bad pack of Skittles.
Candy coated doom.
Apparently, tasting the rainbow isn't all that exciting. Yeah, but I've been to the doctor. Tony's been to the doctor.
I don't want to go because they're also going to do the finger thing. I don't want the finger thing.
I had that too.
Well, you're not going to get that right away. But you need to get some blood work. I bet your blood is half gravy.
Sir, your blood is 30 proof and half gravy.
I just want them to. I just want you to. I got to get proof because you're always like, oh, I only weigh like 6 pounds more than you, and it's like I'm pretty sure you're completely unhealthy. There's no way that you're.
I'm totally unhealthy. But we've weighed here. You've seen the scale. I'm not making up those weights. Those are totally accurate.
It annoys me. It annoys me that you're only like 7 pounds heavier than me.
Mine reminded me that I was smoking. And last time we saw you, you were smoking. You know, blah blah blah. I said, no, I'm not smoking anymore. Like, oh, so very nice. Yeah, I felt like they were gonna be like balloons and a cake, like on the way out there, which was
cigars.
Nice. But then it reminded me of last year we had our race, our foot race.
That was awful.
And Tony beat me in the foot race.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But that's because I was smoking.
So you're now saying you want a rematch?
I would like a rematch. Now that I'm not smoking. Not that I have exercised at all, but in my head, I'm not smoking anymore, so therefore, I'm physically fit.
Well, but Tony, on the other hand, is clearly training. He has some kind of beast run coming up.
But he's obese. Yeah, by beast, you mean obese.
Oh,
hey. Wow.
I should have said that. That was really good.
Namaste,
well done.
Everybody. Namaste.
Yeah, I'm training for this beast in a couple weeks, and I have not really actually trained at all. I ran like once in the past month. That was for a 5K where I ran much slower than I did the year before. And then this CrossFit thing with the stomach flu, I was out for like a week. I don't really like doing CrossFit anymore. And then, that's a whole other story. Apparently, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to lift things correctly. And everybody's kind of frustrated with me. Meanwhile, I'm the guy to pay all the huge bill for the monthly membership. But they're all like, hey, you need to get this form down. Like, well, you know what? For $150 a month, I'd rather actually lift weights and not PVC pipe.
$150 a month.
He's got that Asheville money.
Good
Lord. It's actually a little bit cheaper than that, but still like $130. That's CrossFit's expensive.
Because down there, his rent is $10 a month. $10 down, $10 a month, and it's
$100. And he wants half off because a body fell in his house. I would too.
$5 and some Arby's coupons.
So I got to do this race. I'm not prepared for it. It's 13 miles, and I feel like I should skip it.
I mean, you have two options. You could skip it and say you were sick, and that way you'll feel a little bit better. Or just do it. The last couple of Tough Mudders we did, I really didn't train as much as I should have, but I did get through them without really offending everybody else because I went with work people who didn't train at all.
I was thinking about the number of times that we have committed to
the royal we.
Yes, we're committed to doing a Tough Mudder.
Well, I'm never doing one again. I'll do other like 5K races. I'll do some other, but I'm not doing another Tough Mudder. They're almost $200 now. It's not worth $200 to me.
That's not a coupon.
I think you get like 10% off if you went before. I'm not doing it.
Sign up way in advance is cheaper, but it goes up quick.
You gotta spend $200 to run through an obstacle course,
right? And again, unless it's right down the street, it also means you're getting a hotel room somewhere. You're gonna be out of town for a weekend, which is the only reason I did these things. Really.
Why don't you come over here Friday? We'll run through the obstacle course in my backyard.
You mean where I'll help you cut down trees?
And then you gotta step over dog crap because it's everywhere.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a treat.
Awesome times.
So what do you think you're gonna do about the beast, Tony?
I don't know. I thought either I just wouldn't just not do it at all, or I would actually just do it but take my time and actually try to like complete each obstacle and just kind of jog through it. But then I'm going to be out there for like 6 hours. I don't know if I want to be out there.
You started Thursday, and on Sunday, little Petey finally finished the obstacle course race.
I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not sure if I want to be out on a course for 5 or 6 hours. It's not fun.
I don't think being on a course for an hour is fun.
No, hey, everybody.
But also, do you know anyone else you're doing this with, or are you doing it by yourself?
By myself, yeah, which I'm fine with, because I'm a loner. I'm a lone wolf.
Now, are any of the obstacles ones like at the Tough Mudder, they have like the 12-foot
walls?
The
Red Crow.
Where you can't do it on your own.
It's a little bit smaller. The walls are smaller than the Tough Mudder, so you can do it by yourself and complete it. It's not something where you need to have help.
Because that's where I always felt bad, like when it was just me and Mo Day that one time, and I had to, basically had to ask people to help us over the walls because we're not fit. And I felt bad, but if you don't have to ask people for help, I would do it by myself. That would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll have a report next time.
All right. Then when is it? But it's not next time, right? Aren't you going to do it in a couple of weeks?
It's in 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. But there's a possibility that we might have to take some time off.
That's true. Somebody may miss a few shows. So I guarantee we have some filler shows that may or may not be any good at all.
Probably not so good.
Well, speaking of not so good, here's another segment I like that we do every week on the show. I like to call it Radio for Winners and the News. That's right, Radio for Winners and the News. Every week we take some stories we find. We cut all the bits out everyone else has talked about. We add new bits in. Most of them are made up by me right at the time of the show. And then we tell them to you in little bite-sized chunks.
You're really messing that up.
I am. I think it's the stroke. It's already done the damage.
We need to change. Maybe I need to have all the topics written out first, and I just kind of do the segues because I feel like there's just this weird pausing during this show.
No,
and then even the current events segment, you flubbed it. I'm flubbing it.
It's a lot of responsibilities that you moved to Asheville, Tony. A lot of responsibility. And I may not be.
The only thing that's been good is the audio.
The audio has been great.
Hey,
I have to say,
thank you.
Speaking of great, a lot of great things have happened here. And the first news
the game and sends the Orioles to the next round.
Oh man!
And a ground ball to third. Flaherty, second base. Scope the turn in time, and the Baltimore Orioles sweep the Tigers.
Oh man! The Orioles are going to the ALCS. It's very exciting. Tony, did you watch any of these games?
You know, I was watching it all week. Before this game ended, it was actually the night of the Memorial, and it was the ninth inning. And I was like, should I go? Should we go, or should I watch the game? So then I'm like, if I'm cheering, watching the Orioles win while they're upstairs doing this Memorial, I'm like, that's probably not a good thing. So I went. Oh my god, this fucking song.
We're trying to see how long it was going to take you to realize we're playing it.
I have to now mute. I have to mute the TV when I watch. I love watching these games. It's the most. It was a great weekend of watching baseball, and I'm very excited about it. Very excited for the Orioles. I'm hoping that our prediction, which I think our prediction should be that they get swept.
Sweeped.
Because that's what we thought was going to happen this past weekend, and they won. So I think we should keep the same prediction.
I think I had them to the going. ALCS, though, right?
I don't remember. I think I said they were going to be out in three.
Which, by the way, let's clarify something. Okay,
sure.
So you had the Orioles in 2 years ago losing in the wild card round. That did not happen. They did lose in the ALDS.
2 years ago, we didn't have this podcast.
Okay, yeah, but we talked about it like a week or two ago. But anyway, but also, first, ALDS is a 5-game.
Yes, and you're the one that said it was 7.
I did.
Yep.
I did. ALCS is 7.
The next two are 7.
Retraction. We don't have... Do we have a retraction?
Hey, yeah. Radio for Winners Retraction. So yeah, it's 7. It was 5 games.
Sorry about that.
And 7 this time for the championship series, and then 7 for the World
but
Series.
But this whole 7 Nation armies. I mean, what are we doing, Baltimore? What are we doing? Let's have a little bit of class. Let's have a little bit of class. I like the excitement.
How is that not classy? Wrong, there's nothing wrong with that song.
You got that thick Baltimore O accent. Oh, it is absolutely awful.
I think I got a message from Tony that says, I'm going to have to stop rooting for the Orioles if they keep playing 7 Nation Army. But you know, if you're at a game, at a Ravens game, an Orioles game, I'm standing up on the chair and I'm doing the same thing.
I just think it's weird that that's the song. I mean, again, we talked about it a little bit ahead of the show just because I couldn't figure out why that was the song that hit. But it does have a good tempo, and it's kind of a chanty feel, and it builds up to the point where it's like, all right, but it's not like a real heavy, heavy song. So anyone can kind of get into it. And it's after 3 notes, you know what song it is. So I guess it makes total sense.
Well, it replaced that one song that was out a few years ago. It was
Morning Train by Sheena Easton. Big at all the Ravens games.
What song were you? I know what song you're talking about. It was, crap.
It's, oh.
What was the name of that song?
Morning train.
My baby takes the morning train.
She works from 9 to 5.
And then my bedroom. That's the new song they're going to start doing.
It's so good. Fantastic.
So yeah, the O's beat the Tigers in 3 to advance to the ALCS, where we'll be playing
the very exciting Kansas City Royals,
who beat the Angels.
Beat the
they
best
seem like a scary team.
They do.
That's a team.
But I'm pretty sure that we seem like a scary team because we kill people at random in our streets.
That's only on...
Although, so does Kansas City. You know, actually, it probably makes total sense.
It's a good thing. Now, is it Kansas City, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri?
I don't know. They're right across the state line from each other, so it's probably the same thing.
Where are the Chiefs? In the Kansas or the Missouri?
I have no idea.
Missouri.
Because the St. Louis is in the Missouri.
Okay.
Just saying. It's in Missouri.
Okay.
We'll have a retraction next week.
I think it's Kansas.
I have no idea. But we wanted to make a retraction about these baseball scores because they've already happened. The Nats were wiped out in 4 games.
What happened to them winning the World Series?
Well, the danger now is that everyone's saying the Orioles are going to win the World Series. So now we're out this time. We're out in 4.
Yep. You got San Francisco and St. Louis in the NLCS. And then you have the Orioles and the Royals.
And this is the 4th straight year St. Louis has made the NLCS. And I can't stand St. Louis.
NCLS.
NLCS. But NLCS. I know what he meant. Okay. It was fine.
But here's
it's all right. It's all right.
Have you started to see the Oriole parody songs come in for There'll Never Be Royals?
Oh, I saw. I didn't listen to it. I saw it was there. And
I wanted to kill myself.
It won't be as good as Aluminum Foil from Weird Al. That was amazing. Everyone should run out and buy his new album today. It's amazing.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, a lot of baseball.
A lot of baseball.
Is great. And the first game is Friday night.
Friday
so tonight.
Night at Camden Yards.
And it's going to be incredible. So next Friday, hopefully, we'll have better news.
You come over and watch a game?
I could. I'm around Friday night.
All right.
It Tony, starts at 9, right?
I will come up for the weekend, yes.
Tony won't come up.
No.
I will not be there.
Well, Tony's very sad because of our next item. Did you ever like the show Seventh Heaven? I liked the show Seventh Heaven. It was a good family show. A lot of people liked it. Well, the star of that show, Stephen Collins, who was a dad and a preacher, along with being a great dad, also touched a bunch of kids.
He looks like Brian Billick.
Well, he's in a load of things. He was in a load of things since Seventh Heaven. But Seventh Heaven's the... Whoa. He was in some Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oh, my.
Terrible.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, he had some secretly recorded tapes of therapy with his wife, who are now divorced or are divorcing. And during the taped confession, which he didn't realize was being taped, he mentions that he had... had his niece or one of their relatives, I don't remember if it was his niece, but one of her relatives, who was 11 at the time, he put her hand on his penis, and then he also exposed himself to her several times after that.
You're not supposed to do that?
We should probably edit that part out. But
hey, how about you don't hold on to the tape until the divorce? maybe you turn it in after you hear it.
Yeah, so apparently she got some sort of a letter from a family member saying that this had happened, and then she confronted him, and then they went to some sort of counseling for as part of the divorce proceedings of some sort, and
or maybe to stop the divorce or whatever.
But then he confessed as part of the counseling, but she secretly recorded it. But then why does everything get released by TMZ? Freaking Z.
Because they pay the best. Anything secret you want to sell, TMZ will pay you,
I guess,
$1 million.
See, my question is, remember Jessica Biel was on that show?
Yes.
But then she left the show.
Correct.
Because she...
Well, she was older, too, in the story. Well, didn't she go to college in the show?
Yeah.
Sandra.
It is.
On the Cosby Show.
But, you know, it makes me wonder if maybe something happened there. That's why she didn't want to come back to the show. And it was great that he did play a preacher.
Yeah, a preacher, and it was a super family-friendly show.
Yep.
It was but since this happened, there's been further I forgot what I was talking about because I was trying to load up the iPad.
We're talking about Michael Collins.
Well, no, not Michael Collins, Stephen Collins.
Stephen Michael Collins.
he was working on several shows.
We were talking about Pat Collins.
Pat
Collins. Trouble in Seventh Heaven.
Ironically, he's been pulled from an episode of Scandal he was supposed to be on. And he's not going to be in Ted 2 anymore.
Oh, man.
So the most shocking bit of news is that somebody's making a Ted 2.
He's also not going to be doing NFL broadcast games for Fox.
Was he doing that? That doesn't make any sense.
He looks like Brian Billick.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
He just does.
Hey, did you have a kid? Did your kid go to show and tell? Does he go to school and bring a backpack? Well, someone in Delaware's kid brought a backpack to school, and he thought it was full of candy, so he gave it to his friends. But it was little baggies of heroin.
Depends on what kind of a person you are that determines the type of candy that you like.
Well, why? First off...
Several people think that's their candy.
That's true, but not a four-year-old, I would hope.
Give daddy some candy.
But they're in little baggies. It was 200 little baggies of heroin that this woman had put in a backpack, I'm sure to sell. And then when her son's backpack ripped, she was like, I have a backpack you can use, and handed him a backpack with 200 little bags of heroin.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought it to school, thought it was candy, gave it out to everybody. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, none of the children tried it. A teacher saw it, confiscated it. No harm done. But unsurprisingly, she has lost her children.
Well, I will say, I think we can all agree, there's really no problem with this, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying. There's, I mean, really, yeah.
It's totally fine?
It's fine. You said no harm done.
She lost
her kids.
No harm, no foul.
She lost 200.
No kids died.
She lost 200 bags of heroin.
I thought that was a positive, that no kids took the heroin and died. That's a very positive statement.
That says a dad.
That's true. My kids don't have bags of heroin because I keep it in my own backpack.
I keep it out here in the beat lab.
I bring it to the beat lab so that I can fumble through the news.
Maybe the news would go a little bit smoother if it took a little bit.
Well, we're almost at the end of the show. We have a few things left.
Wait. We're just going to gloss over the fact that she... Then she had 200 bags of heroin, and the kid was passing it out. And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine." You guys are like, "Yeah, okay." Next topic. Yeah, this is awful. I mean...
How does somebody in Delaware get 200 pounds of heroin? I mean, 200 bags of heroin.
Pounds of heroin would be a lot of heroin. 200 pounds of heroin would be
a lot of heroin.
But 200 bags is a lot of heroin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure that's thousands and thousands of dollars of someone else's heroin. I mean, she's a dealer. So that's how you get it. You're a dealer.
What does the Red Crow think about this? I mean, what kind of justice should be levied upon this woman for this issue? Red Crow, go.
She should lose her kids.
There you go. Another life lesson.
And she should lose her backpack.
She's no longer allowed to have backpacks or children.
Boom.
Seems like a fair bet.
I think so.
Speaking of fair bets, it's time for our sports segment, which is short this week because we already talked about baseball for 20 minutes. Our picks league this week was terrible.
It was horrible.
It was absolutely the worst. Actually, that's not true. For many people in the league, it was a great week. For me, it was a terrible
week. RFW Jeremy did very good this week.
Yes. So this week, there were 15 games, and five people picked 13 of 15. None of them were me, although there is one named RFW Jeremy. So fake Jeremy did really well.
Fake Jeremy used to be fake Don.
Yes, and now it's fake
Jeremy.
Who
was doing very well when he was fake Don. And is now doing considerably well.
He's leading. Fake Jeremy is leading the league by 4 points.
As fake Jeremy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I believe that I know this individual.
Oh, we all know this individual.
And when we've gone to Vegas with this individual.
He did not bet on any football games.
He bought a 65-pound box of Nerds.
Yes. That is what he did in Vegas.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to a pinball museum.
He wanted to go to a pinball museum, bought a 65-pound box of Nerds, and did not bet on football.
And he's right now he's crushing.
Not just beating, crushing.
Crushing.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't even watch football now, right?
No, he probably is. He said he picks by coin flips, which is infuriating.
There's no way that he does that.
I believe him.
Call him over here. I want to beat the living crap out of him next time I see him. If he's picking by coin flips, I want him to pick by coin flips right here.
Right in front of us. Make your picks.
Make your picks.
So, fake Jeremy, along with Ryan C., Scotty Norwood sucks, Tender Katie, and Penn is. All of these people scored 13 points this week. And then Don's kids scored 9 points. But five of us scored less than that. So, with 8 picks, actually only 4 of us, because 2 people didn't make picks at all. So, 4 of us, Nurse Lynn, Bitter Mom, Fearless Fireball, and the real Jeremy all picked 8 games correctly.
So you picked one of my kids is in that.
Yes.
And then, so one of my kids beat you.
Yes.
Okay.
So, but I use whatever the higher score is to beat Don's kids score.
That's fine.
Which means almost everybody beat Don's kids except for me. You tied Don's kids. Well done.
I did.
But most of us beat Don's kids yet again.
Wow.
So hopefully this week we can all do a little better and beat Don's kids.
This week. I'm gonna try to get them to pick on air too, to make some picks and get you to.
You should record it separately and we can edit that down.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Otherwise, hockey started.
Very excited about that. Basketball's underway. Major League Baseball playoffs.
It's a lot of sports. A
lot of stuff going
NASCAR
on this time of year.
Winding up.
College football, you know, and pumpkin patches.
I get to go to a pumpkin patch this weekend. I believe they have a train that is made out of oil cans that we will ride. It's going to be very exciting.
Hey, nothing is better than your wife asking you to go to a pumpkin patch on a Sunday when the Ravens are playing and maybe the Orioles are playing, and just to see how committed you are to the family that you're a part of.
Yeah, I went. We went for a hike.
I put a Bluetooth headset in, and I put the game in one of my pocket, and this was I'm walking through the woods going, yeah!
Well, that's another great episode of Radio for Winners. Hopefully everyone enjoyed it. I don't know why that's not playing, because I pushed the wrong button.
Ugh.
Probably why. Tony, this is our new exit song.
Oh,
every
terrible.
Week. Every single week from now on, this is the exit song. Tony. Tony. Don't you love it?
Go Royals.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.